if you believe in yourself, you will have an opportunity. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Drexel Meyer Employee Podcast. I'm Nicole and my guest today is Maria Miljanovic, who works in the People Markets and Global Recruiting Department at Drexel Meyer in Vilsbiburg. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Nicole. Lovely to be here.
Great. Please describe yourself in three words.
Friendly, outgoing, and curious.
You started working for Drexel Meyer in Serbia in 2017. How did it come that you are now working at the headquarters in Vilsbiburg?
That's a very interesting story and a little bit of a long one. I started working in Serbia in the personnel development department of HR, and that was in March 2017, and towards the end of that year, I was fortunate enough to participate in the project where we were opening a new location in Belgrade, a research and development center. And at that time, I met some lovely colleagues from the headquarters who came over to ramp up the location. It was a really lovely meeting. We got to exchange on a lot of ideas. And about 2 years later, I was invited to join the team in headquarters to take over this position. Basically, it came down to being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, and just being very motivated to learn and to improve myself. So, and of course, being given the opportunity to do that. So, yeah, a combination of really good luck and really hard work.
How did you manage to develop professionally so quickly? Do you have a secret to share with us?
I'm a little bit of a nerd. So, I mentioned that I am curious. So I'm curious about a lot of different things. So I'm somebody who's always been very thirsty for knowledge, for learning, for developing myself. And one of my best friends would say that the funniest thing about me is that I watch people in the morning when they're getting ready for work, usually listen to music. I watch YouTube tutorials. So about different technologies, things like that. So it's being curious. It's really putting in some extra effort and doing your best to understand what you're working on, trying to improve the area you're responsible for. So just a lot of motivation to learn, to understand, and to make things as best as you can.
Now that you are working in Vilsbiburg, what do you say? How does working at a Drexel Meyer plant differ from working at the Drexel Meyer headquarters?
It's a lot different. When you're working in a plant, there is this feeling of interconnectedness within the team. I mean, I came from HR, so working in the Zrenjanin plant in Serbia, it was a team where you had your own job, but when somebody needed help, you would jump in. There was constantly this back and forth of everybody working on everything when the need came up. So the team was more flexible. In the headquarters, you are a specialist with a lot of responsibility over one area, a million meetings. You're really constantly busy with your own topics. So it makes it a little bit harder to create that interconnectedness with your other colleagues who are not within your specific area. So that's where I think the primary difference is. On the other hand, working in headquarters, you do get a chance to network with colleagues from all around the world. You get to learn about topics that you would never come into contact with on a plant level. And that's something that's really interesting to me. And then also you get to have a different perspective on the running of the company, because at a plant level, you're very involved in the local topics, operational stuff. On a headquarter level, you see the bigger picture and you understand some decisions that were made that you maybe did not understand before. Now you get an understanding, okay, why are things the way they are? So there's something really positive to be said about both environments, definitely.
And what do you personally prefer?
For me, the headquarter role, simply because I am, yeah, I always want to understand more and broaden my perspective. So for me, getting this role in headquarters has really given me wings to not only improve professionally, but I think it has also changed me on a personal level, because once you get to see different perspectives and to understand things on a different level, it starts to also impact the your thinking on a personal level as well. So that has been really the biggest change for me in my life in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
That sounds nice.
Now to the rapid fire question.
What do you like better, cats or dogs?
Oh, cats. I cannot say that. I have a cat. I'm a proud cat mom, but I also love dogs. They're the best thing ever to have around you, the most positive energy. So I would say both.
Okay. Watching TV or reading a book?
Reading a book, definitely. I am an avid book reader. I consume them.
Coffee or tea?
Tea. I'm not a coffee drinker, unfortunately, and tea is sometimes really necessary to calm me down before bed in the evening.
Last question, bus or train?
Train, because I get to walk around, and usually when you go by train, you have the best sights to look out through the window, so definitely trains.
And that brings us to the end of the episode. Do you have any final tip for our listeners?
Start by believing in yourself, because you will always find somebody in this company who will believe in you and be your champion and support you when you want to develop. So if you believe in yourself, you will have an opportunity.